News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, have you heard about ZLA? I mean, some of you guys are out there looking for a job right now. I know you are. And if you're looking for a job, then literally ZLA Solutions is doing amazing work around the state right now, putting people back to work. They line you up with the employers. They've got jobs posted right now on their website, ZLAUSA.com. Or if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, go to ZLAUSA.com. They will do the recruiting, the headhunting. They'll do the drug testing, the background checks, whatever it is you need, blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. I know these people personally. I've worked with them many, many times, and they are good at what they do. Need a job? ZLAUSA.com. There it is. All right, so I want to play something for you. I'm going to switch gears here in a moment. I'm going to the set part two of the Triple Dipper. I'm going to talk about the sort of the human factor of Bidenomics. But before I do that, I'm going to close out the vaccine madness that we've been talking about. You heard me talk about the fact that NBA basketball star Kyrie Irving is literally right now on suspension. He can't play in his hometown for the Brooklyn Nets. Because they've got these mandates in New York City that are even exceeding what the federal government's trying to do. Well, boxer Floyd Mayweather decided he'd do a shout-out. Copper got clip one ready. Go ahead and let me know you're there on clip one. But thank you. So this is Floyd Mayweather's statement online to NBA star Kyrie Irving. Go ahead and play clip one.
Kyrie, what's up? I know you're going through a lot. We had a chance to hang out in 2016. When you represented America, when you represented the red, white, and blue, you only want to be treated fair. I was going to post something on one of my social media pages, but I decided to do it the old school way and read it out to you because you're a great person, great father, great athlete, and you believe what you believe. America is the land of the free, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and supposedly freedom to choose. Never be controlled by money. I respect you for having some integrity and being your own man. A free mind makes its own choices, and an enslaved mind follows the crowd. Stand for something or fall for anything. One man can lead a revolution to stand up and fight for what's right. One choice, one word, one action can change the world. It's crazy how people hate you for being a leader. I hope your actions encourage many others to stand up and say enough is enough. Respect to you, Kyrie, and power to the people.
I'm just in awe. I heard that early this morning, and I thought, that's going on the show. That's going on the show. What do you think, Copper? Did you get to hear it from your side? Did you have the headphones on?
Yeah, good on him.
I mean, good on him. That's exactly right. I mean, it was very cool. It was very eloquent. It was very well done. It was just very heartfelt. It was very timely, and so good on him. Well put. All right, listen. Let me switch gears to you. I got a little time now. At the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to my buddy Matt Murphy, who's a radio show host down at Talk 99.5 in Birmingham. But he wrote a great piece about, you know, the fact that he loves the state, and I agree with that, and I love that sentiment. And we're going to talk to him about that and about other things. Let him be a pundit with us for a few minutes. But before I do that, I got to thinking, you know, Charlene showed me something the other day, and she said, you got to talk about this on your show. And, you know, we've talked about Bidenomics, right? We've talked about the fact that inflation's at 5.3%, a 13-year high right now. Gas prices are higher than they've been since back when Biden was vice president under Obama. That we're seeing right now impacts to the economy with empty shelves. Supply chain is jacked up. Bidenomics is really causing some disruption. I want to get into that for a minute. And then I want to do what Charlene pointed out to me. I want to read you some things that truly touch on the human side of this, from a Facebook post put out by our Attorney General, Steve Marshall. And it was really something. I mean, she said it almost got her emotional, literally reading people just talking about what the inflation rate is doing to them as a family. And it's affecting things all over our state. I got a story right here. This came off Fox. Remember a few weeks ago, I was talking about school systems in Alabama, in particular the Alexander City Schools. Alexander City Schools, 65% of the students there are enrolled in free and reduced lunches. And they depend upon those meals at school because a lot of those kids, the fact that they qualify at all for free and reduced meals may mean this could be one of their only meals of the day sometimes. Well, Republican Congressman Mike Rogers, who runs down the, his district runs down the eastern side of the state, which includes Alexander City, he sent a letter to President Biden informing them, the president and the administration and the Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, that students in his district are going without food during the day due to supply chain issues affecting the U.S. Rogers torched the president in this article on Fox and his administration Tuesday for having, quote, shamefully tried to spin the supply chain crisis as some kind of a, quote, high-class problem, as children in his district are going hungry during the day because of it. In his words, quote, these kids need immediate action from this administration, not bureaucratic hurdles and media spin. And he does. He represents what would have to be, has a lot of poor and rural areas. Students there often feel like school, in his words, is one of the places where they feel safe and well-fed. And yet we've got students going hungry because the supply chain has jacked things up to the point, I talked about it on the show a few weeks ago, that they can't even ensure they're going to have enough food to feed the kids because the supply chain is not getting supplies to them. And that's unconscionable. That's more than inflation. That's unconscionable. Well, what is Bidenomics doing overall? I mean, right now, a story out of the New York Times that Thanksgiving in 2021 will be the most expensive in the 400-year history of the holiday. What? 400 years, first of all. That struck me as odd. But it literally talks about the fact, in this particular article, the price of gas is up 40% since Biden took office. Energy Information Administration is pointing to rising costs in heating costs. We're looking at different things happening to affect the supply chain. And all of that is coalescing around the fact that the ingredients of the Thanksgiving meal are more expensive than they've ever been. Well, let me turn to this Facebook page. So this is actually Attorney General Steve Marshall's campaign Facebook page, separate from his official page. He just posted something on October 25th, 2 days ago. And all he said was, in just a big blue panel, almost like a meme there, it says, how has inflation impacted your family? 447 comments so far. Let me read you some of these. A lady named Faith says, we already had a tight budget, so it has greatly impacted our gas and grocery purchases. I guess we will make do with a lot less. A guy named Chris says, it'd be great to see retirement pensions and Social Security indexed to inflation. That'd be a very concrete way of letting older Americans know that we're thankful for what their work. But then somebody named Suzette right after him says, grocery bill has nearly doubled. I hate to see the heating bill this winter and filling up your tank for $80. Ridiculous when we were energy independent under Trump with low gas prices. Megan, right after that, says, we are struggling so bad. Gas and food prices are killers, and of course, even though our pay has been affected from all of this COVID, we make too much for any kind of help. It's a struggle every single week with three kids under our roof. Wanda posts right after that. Groceries are out of sight. Gas prices are ridiculous. This administration has put a burden on this country without any concerns for we the people. Nancy followed up by saying, we delayed our home improvement projects we had planned for the summer because of the increased cost for building materials, not to mention that I'm paying more for food and gas. Inflation hurts and impacts all of us. I mean, I go down the line, I'm thinking, here's why I'm doing this, y'all. Charlene was right. This is the human side of what's happening. This is truly these are the people that are saying, here's how this is impacting me. And you've literally got, for instance, here's another lady, Tina, replied, only getting basic things and only going to church and doctor visits. Hasn't hit very hard yet, but we can certainly tell a huge difference in our bank account at the end of the month, and we don't see it getting any better. Here's another person that says, it's affected them in many ways. This is Robin. Everything has nearly gone up at least $2 for anything, and food is expensive. Besides, the cost of gas has gone from $167 to over $318 in less than a year, and we can't get anyone to do anything. Can't buy the things that are wanted and needed, and it doesn't look good. This is Bidenomics, y'all. This is where we are right now. This is not just a pundit talking on a news show. These are real people, one of whom named Ramona says, My husband is an owner-operator truck driver, and the price of diesel fuel is pretty tough right now. It's had a negative impact on the bottom line each week. Katie says, pay stays the same, but prices go up. Inflation is taking a toll. Here's another one. It's just simply Cindy saying, it's impacting our family and our business and not for the good. So folks, when you look at public policy has personal impacts. That's what's so frustrating. When you see people make their decisions in the blind, we're going to spend money, we're going to tax the rich, we're going to do the things, we're going to be green energy, so we're going to shut off that Keystone pipeline. When you see these things happening, the impacts are things like right here. When I see, like Lisa posts, you should know the answer to this. It's affecting everyone, and it's not if you make too much money. I says, I foresee lots of crime and theft this Christmas if it doesn't change. She's got a very dark view of what's happening right now. How about this? Sharon says, hard to increase the gas and grocery budget, less to save for emergencies. Elizabeth says, I live a frugal life and I have a military retirement. I'm doing well. I bought a hybrid car in June. Gas is not a problem. And she's just basically saying we're getting by. And then Shirley follows that up by saying food and gas prices are astronomical. It comes down to affording medications, food, and gas for work. I've worked hard my whole life. I used to think I could retire at 65, but now I have to work until the day I die. It shouldn't be this way. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And Shirley, I'm sorry, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. Folks, when we see things like the legislature just runs through at the state level a gas tax that increased your cost at the pump, I get it. They're putting more asphalt down on the roads right now. They're building bridges. Those are important things. That's part of life. I get it. But they're also seeing record surplus funds right now in Montgomery. Have you seen them give any of that back to you yet? And by the way, it is not enough to say, we built you a road. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is you've passed the biggest budgets in state history without a single tax cut to the people in a red state. Right now I'm looking at an article that literally sums up some of what I'm talking about. It says right here, the New York Times, by pricing out Thanksgiving, has literally taken aim at the story and begun to sort of make it far more personal. And that's the way our public officials, our elected officials need to begin considering this, is the personal impacts of public policy. It's big doings. All right, folks, Phil Williams. We're going to go to a short break here. Right Side Radio, conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back with more of that. And then top of the hour, my buddy Matt Murphy calling in. Going to talk about just our state of Alabama and why it's worth living here. I mean, for all the warts and blemishes, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I wouldn't. I've been around the world in good times and bad, and I'm going to tell you, ain't no place like Sweet Home Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Got a few minutes here and got a few callers, so let me go ahead and just jump on that. Let me go to line 5. Copper, if you will, David from Athens. Hey, David, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. How you doing today? Did we lose David? Copper, I think we lost David. What you got? All right, well, deep sigh. Okay, I see it. I tell you what, I see another one, though. Let's go to line 2. Hey, line 2, Chris from Decatur. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Great show.
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell a quick story, okay? I heard a great saying the other day. CNN doesn't cover the news, they cover it up. So I posted this on Facebook, and a girl commented on it that I know is a Democrat. Okay? She said, she asked me if I watch CNN, and I said, no, it's fake. And then I'm thinking to myself, did she get it? And I questioned her. I said, do you understand what I said? And she says, I watch HGTV. She didn't get it. This is how stupid people are.
Okay. Well, and Chris, I'll tell you what, I don't know if you heard a story. Let me jump in there, bud. Hang on, Chris, let me jump in. And I think you better watch, too, because we just saw a story that I was talking about earlier in the show that that literally you've got George Soros and Reid Hoffman, two very, very liberal billionaires that have just today started a brand new so-called news media organization that's going to be setting up local and hometown style news sites. And they're going to be slanting the news, and we know they are. And so if you think CNN on the national level is something, wait until you see it happening with local news where they begin to slant it. That's their next aim right now, is to come into your backyard and give you a different version of what you see out your back window. So, hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that very much. And you're right, CNN, you got to take it with a grain of salt most of the time. You know, and like I said earlier, by the way, and I appreciate Chris saying that, It's amazing to me how many times it is spun as news, but it's not. I mean, I don't pretend the fact. This is a conservative news talk show, all right? This is like, you know, this is like Sean Hannity. He's not news. He'll present news, but he'll give his opinion on it. That's what we do here. Solid conservative, just plain right. We say it all the time. But when you present yourself as news, it should be news. I've used the term multiple times a day. I like the phrase. The news should be about just calling the balls and strikes. Not about editorializing. So if you're going to report a news story, then there needs to be the opportunity for it to be news and not reported strictly from an angle or certain facts left out or certain facts accentuated when they weren't necessarily the facts. That's the thing that infuriates me. And the idea that we're going to see George Soros doing that here in days to come in Alabama. Now, let me tell you, by the way, if you're not familiar, Soros has already been doing this. There's an organization, go look it up, called ProPublica. ProPublica. And ProPublica provides grants to news sites and newspapers to help fund their investigative reporting. George Soros contributes to ProPublica. ProPublica then, in turn, put a guy named Connor Sheets on the payroll at AL.com. Connor Sheets was literally being paid by a George Soros-funded organization for AL.com to do so-called investigative reporting in the state of Alabama. Don't think he's not already been here. He is. But now they're not even pretending. Now they are owning an organization that's going to set itself up as media. That's why you've got to find the outlets you trust. You've got to know that when you click on something, if it's presented as news, it is news. That's one of the reasons why I'm proud to be affiliated with 1819news.com. Check them out if you haven't already, because they are literally doing that every day. And that's just very cool. Well, as we wind down this hour, my buddy Matt Murphy's supposed to call in right after the first of the hour. Let me tell you real quickly, though, if you haven't already heard it, National Christian Foundation. National Christian Foundation, Charlene and I use them, and they are so cool. National Christian Foundation is there to help you streamline your charitable giving, to make sure that it's easier for you to give to your church, the charities you support, all those different good things, and you immediately get a tax write-off by supporting it through National Christian Foundation. They streamline the processes. You write one check and then tell them where to mail the rest. And they do it. Go to their website. Check them out. ncfgiving.com/Alabama. ncfgiving.com/Alabama. That's the way Charlene and I have begun handling our charitable contributions. The folks that run it are amazingly wonderful, godly people. National Christian Foundation, ncfgiving.com/Alabama. All right, folks. Going to the top of the hour break, got some news, and then we come back from the news, you're going to have me and my buddy Matt Murphy just opining about things, not the least of which is the fact that he wrote a piece that I just love called, basically, he loves Alabama. We'll be right back.